When a couple is starting to date and I ask them, you know, what is your relationship with Christ? Mm-hmm. And one says, I'm a Christian. And the other one says, well, I kind of believe in that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, like that's a big separator of mm-hmm. like, if we're not on the same page with our faith or there's a difference, that is a foundational crack that will only get worse as you build on.
This is where seeking out premarital counseling with a biblical therapist, a biblical counselor, and even pastoral counselor is imperative.
Yeah.
Whenever you are, you know, preparing to blend and you're in that dating season, even engagement.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Well, we are back on the Blended Kingdom Families podcast this week. Super excited. Yes. And you guys, first, we want you to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit that little button up there. Also, hit the notification bell. That way you can be notified every time a podcast drops every week. Mm-hmm. We want you to be a part of this community. And we want you to share this with anyone that you know who may benefit from the podcast content. And leave mm-hmm. us a review. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, any podcast platform, we would love your feedback so that we can get the podcast out to more and more families mm-hmm. who need these resources.
So today we're going to dive into some pre-marriage stuff. Pre-marriage.
Yes, pre-marriage.
Specifically, red flags in pre-marriage.
In pre-marriage. Yep. Yeah.
But before we do.
Before.
I got a surprise for you.
Okay.
So does the date June 1st, 2012, ring a bell?
Yes, it was the date that we met. We actually met on the 31st. You Facebook friend me that night.
Well, I actually sent you a message talking about pre-marriage at 12:50 a.m.
12:50 a.m.
Would you like to you'd like to hear the first message that I ever sent you?
Sure, why not? Put it out there.
All right, here
we
go.
Put it out there, y'all.
So I said, found ya. I guess I was stalking. Great meeting you tonight. Hope you girls get home safe. I said, I know we are geographically challenged, but I hope we can still stay in touch. And you said, oh, you're so sweet and super good looking. No, you didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
You said, oh, you're so sweet. And I agree. And you said, Jen said, you're possibly moving back. Well, the rest is history from there.
The rest is history. Yeah.
So pre-marriage is a lot of fun, and I just had to, we were starting to talk about this, and I was like, I remember that night, and I remember sending you that message and finding you on Facebook, and then later on that evening, we exchanged numbers, and I think we talked until probably 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, and we were kind of heathens back then, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were trying to get good.
We were trying. We did not know the Lord like we love the Lord now.
We know him. He was just taking hold of us and he was putting us together at that time.
Putting us together. But yeah, we were, yeah, you know, that was definitely a different season, but it's been cool to see just the Lord's faithfulness and how much we've changed through him and how we started our dating and courtship, and then, you know, our engagement was extremely short.
Super short.
Super short.
I didn't want to give her time to change her mind.
Yeah.
So this picture that you create in the sense of dating, and I'm thinking back to that message and those first, you know, few interactions, and I just didn't see any red flags. I saw...
You were overcome beauty, with the beauty.
Something. Oh, I was. And you were too. You were like overwhelmed with my mysteriousness.
It was the thighs. Yes. Gotcha. I remember Scott was wearing these shorts.
Head.
No, it was the bald head. He has the most muscular legs with like the cuts in him. And I was like, man, he has some good looking legs.
Yeah. Well, that was what I was going for. So needless to say, red flags were not in our immediate vision.
No.
And I will say that, you know, most people ignore red flags.
Yeah.
They do. They, you know, especially, and I will say, those people who maybe have gone through divorce and who are maybe in the older parts of their life, because as you get older, the dating seasons are more challenging. It's not like you're in college and you have tons of options.
Yeah.
So you tend to overlook or minimize or things like that. So we're going to talk about, you know, some red flags that you shouldn't minimize in dating or in pre-marriage. And believe me, I've heard these stories. And then we're going to talk about maybe how to overcome some red flags that are red flags, but they're red flags because we're humans and we're sinners and we're faulted. That doesn't mean we don't have good hearts and we can't grow. Because the one thing about, you know, having been married now almost 11 years is just seeing how much we've changed over 11 years.
Yeah.
And the person that I married 11 years ago is not the person who sits with me today. Almost 11.
It's 10.
I'm rounding up.
Okay. All right.
You round up too. And men speak in generalities. Women speak in specifics. So we've changed.
Yeah.
And some of the red flags that even we saw that we knew were there, we knew we were going to work through. But there's non-negotiables, and then there's things that you need to work through.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest red flags, like if we're just going to talk about some, I think one of the biggest red flags is it's not honoring or paying attention to our discernment, our own discernment. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we know when something is off, like you're dating somebody or maybe you're even in your engagement and you're like, okay, this action, the way they said this thing, or hey, this situation isn't lining up to be like what they're telling me it is. You know that something's off, and you don't address it, you ignore it, or you kind of sweep it under the rug, so to speak. So, and the Holy Spirit is really trying to tell you like, hey, you need to talk about this or bring this into the light or, bring this up to the person that you're dating, and you ignore that. And you're just like, oh, like I'm being, I'm looking too much into this. Like I'm over exaggerating, like whatever that is. Yeah. Pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. If you are feeling that something is off, then something is more than likely off.
Well, and I think one of the ones that I see, the largest one that I see, the biggest one, is when a couple is starting to date and I ask them, what is your relationship with Christ? Mm-hmm. And one says, I'm a Christian. And the other one says, well, I kind of believe in that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, like that's a big separator of like, if we're not on the same page with our faith, or there's a difference, that is a foundational crack that will only get worse as you build on.
Yeah. I mean, and I think to go back, you just said difference. Like everyone's faith is different
because
your relationship with the Lord is different. But if you are dating somebody who is not grounded in the Word of God, does not have a personal relationship and knows who Jesus is. Like, yes, there have been stories where people have come to know Christ through their spouse and their partner. But you guys, it can be a very dangerous road to take. We have also seen where believers marry non-believers and then they become non-believers. Yeah. And so this is where seeking out premarital counseling with a biblical therapist, a biblical counselor, and even pastoral counselor is imperative whenever you are, preparing to blend and you're in that dating season, even engagement.
Well, it's just, and having those conversations of, okay, we're going to get married. What church are we going to go to?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a dividing factor. It's like, well, I was raised this way, or I don't agree in this way versus, okay, let's explore our new church home. Let's go and explore churches together. I'm just saying in terms of red flags, in terms of cement foundational cracks, I have seen couples who are getting married and one has a relationship with Christ and the other one says, I don't know if I believe in that, or I'm anti, or I'm agnostic, or that's what I hear a lot. That's their thing.
Yeah.
And I have my thing. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't exist inside, I think, a healthy marriage.
Yeah.
Having two separate concepts of faith.
Well, I think some other red flags too are when there's an arduous litigation case going, or the person that you're seeing is in, continuous litigation or court hearing, things like that. Yeah. And so you just have to prepare your heart and mind to know that if you're going into this relationship, that could very much be a part of your beginning to blend story.
Yeah.
And that is a very difficult I should say, a very difficult way to start off blending.
Yeah.
And yes, like you can get married, you can support your spouse, and you can go through that together, but it can be a recipe for a very hard beginning to blend. And it may not be successful for your blended family.
Yeah, I coached a couple the other day in the exact situation. You know, he said, I didn't know I signed up to pay for everything. You know, where, you know, when he married her, she had a divorce decree that basically it was a 50-50 split of expenses, but the other 50% didn't hold up.
Yeah.
And he goes, I didn't know that I was signing on for, you know, no child support and I had to pay for everything.
Well, and that's another red flag is we hear so much where finances are the dividing factor in the marriage, in a remarriage.
Yeah.
It's the child support, it's the lawyer fees, it's all of this stuff. And they, you know, they go into it like, oh, it'll be fine. We're going to get through it together. And yes, you guys, you can, with Jesus as the foundation, like you can do anything, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be without, you know, hardship and sacrifice on your marriage and you personally. And that's why it is so important and imperative that you and your future spouse, if you are in this beginning to blend process and you're dating, that you guys are seeking out wise counsel. You're meeting with mentors. You're getting into coaching. You're getting into premarital counseling and talking through these things, because you may get to a point where you're like, you know what? As much as I love you and I want to marry you and I want this to be successful, like this is a season right now that's really hard. Like we may need to pump the brakes a little bit before we go a little further, you know?
Because there is a difference. And I've said this so many times, like, don't pretend you're married until you're married.
Mm-hmm.
And pre-marriage is not marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Dating is not marriage. Engagement is not marriage.
Yeah.
That is a different day. The day before and the day after are different.
Yeah.
And so you're right. In these pre-marriage conversations, if it's something that you guys are not on that same page with, or there needs to be time to work something out, there's nothing wrong with pumping the brakes and saying, hey, let's pause this.
Yeah.
Or being in discernment as you go towards an engagement or go towards marriage.
Yeah.
The other red flag that I want to bring up is, and this was important for me, I know as when you and I met, was making sure that we were both healthy.
Yeah.
In a way that, you know, I knew that you had a son, but it was more of, are you healthy?
Yeah.
And are you coming out, you know, 1 year out of a divorce or 6 months out of a divorce? And is there trauma? It's a big red flag that a lot of people ignore, and they're not sitting back going, are they healthy? Do they have a healthy relationship? Do they have, you know, are things healthy for us to move into?
Yeah, no, I think that's I think at the basis of it, like you have to, I mean, divorce is a traumatic experience, and coming out of that, there are so many things, you know, and you don't know what that looked like. Maybe it was a really hard marriage where there was addiction or abandonment, abuse, adultery, whatever those things may be. You don't want to bring that into your new relationship. And so when you're beginning to blend and you're in that dating process or you're in engaged, man, you guys, getting plugged in, getting resources, I mean, gobble it all up and better help prepare yourself, prepare your heart, prepare your mind, get with other people who have walked the road. That was something that we didn't have other than my parents. And, you know, I grew up in a blended family. They've been married, you know, 30 plus years and they didn't do it all right. But I had a point of reference to go to. And because Christ has been the center of their marriage, I've seen them go through all of those hardships and make it. But, you know, find somebody that can mentor you and help you guys walk through that. You know, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, we're already blended and we're facing a lot of these topics, you guys, it's not too late. Like that's where we talk about, you know, biblical counseling. We talk about getting resources and getting plugged into things that are going to help your marriage with where you're at right now. And there's so many out there. We have these resources. There's other ministries that have resources.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's mental health experts all around that can help your blended family and your marriage with what you're dealing with.
You just got to be willing.
Yeah.
You've got to be willing to accept the fact that you don't know what you're doing and that you need help and that you want resource to be help. And that's a big step. And a lot of people feel uncomfortable. Men, if you're listening to this, get over yourself and go to counseling. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad to improve your marriage.
Yeah.
Or to pre-resource yourself with pre-marriage counseling. Get the right type of counseling.
Yeah.
But don't be scared to go in there and say, hey, we want to do this the right way.
Right. And you guys, you know, just to close this out, I want to go back to what we talked about at the beginning. Ask God, ask the Holy Spirit what He says about this relationship that you are in. You know, if He starts shutting some doors, pay attention to that. Don't ignore it. Ask Him to reveal anything that, you know, that He wants to talk about or that He wants to show you. It may be that this person has some things that they haven't revealed to you. Allow the Holy Spirit to do that. Pay attention to it. Don't ignore it. And don't get yourself in a situation where you're years down the road and you're like, oh my gosh, this is unhealthy. It's toxic. It's abusive. And I, like, you know, what do I do? And so, again, don't ignore what the Holy Spirit's trying to tell you in this season. And be sure that you are constantly calling on Him and asking Him. And that you're spending time in the Lord's presence and seeking His will and His wisdom for this future relationship.
Well, I want you to give one more piece of encouragement, because I know there are a lot of single parents that watch our podcast. Mm-hmm. Single parent, they haven't found their person yet.
Yeah.
What should they be doing?
Praying for that person and praying for your own heart. God is preparing you for what He has prepared for you. I was a single parent for almost 6 years, and I started actively praying for you and what I desired in a husband. And God, what do you desire for me in a husband? What do you desire for a step-parent for Michael? What do you desire for any future children that I may have? I started praying into that and praying over the protection of my future spouse, over you, over your heart and over your mind. And that's the first and foremost thing that I would say. And I would just say, you know, be patient. When we truly, the scripture tells us that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. But really, it's not our desires, it's His desires. When we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us His desires for what it is that we have in our life. So as you start to delight in Him, you will desire the things that He desires for you. Mm-hmm. And that's in your future marriage and in your relationship. And so date the Lord. Get to know the Lord. Let Him be your future spouse in this season. Let Him be your husband. Let Him be your future wife. Mm-hmm. And call on Him and spend that time with Him. And as you grow closer to Him, He will, you know, He will reveal in time who and what that spouse is.
Yeah. Be honest. You prayed for a bald man, didn't you?
Did not. Did not.
The desire of your heart was a bald man.
I mean, it wasn't. But I am so thankful for you. And, you know,
Maybe it was the thighs then.
It was definitely the thighs. It was the thighs, y'all.
Our goal today is to encourage you, but to prepare you, because this is serious business what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And marriage is tough. But our hope is that you understand that God has something so great planned for you.
Yeah.
And you got to trust Him. You have to trust that process. So our hope is that encourage you. If you've been in that season, we'd love to hear from you in the comments of this YouTube video.
Yeah.
So remember, in ministry, we all have a part of ministry. So our ministry is producing this podcast and putting it out there. Your ministry may be today to leave a comment encouraging somebody else who's watching this.
Yeah.
And that may be what they need to see. So I just encourage you to be in ministry with us. Comment on this video. Like, subscribe, share it, do all those kind of cool things. Again, if you're needing help, whether it's pre-marriage stuff, we have an unbelievable coaching program at BKF where we partner hand in hand with you.
Doing lots of pre-marriage, y'all.
Lots of pre-marriage. And we're hand in hand with you to say, let's do this the best way we can and let's work through this. Let's have a guide through this. So if you're interested in that, you can go to our website, look at coaching, and we will make sure that we take care of you.
Yeah. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, you guys. We love you and we'll see you back next week. Be blessed in all that you do.
Take care.
Hey friends, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do, and remember, nothing will be impossible with God.